If you hammer it, screw it, fasten it, tighten it, cut it, seal it, bend it, solder it, or just want to know how, you're in the right place. Now, back to Rosie on the Loose.
And welcome back, y'all. Talking meh, talking money and big in your home with remodeling projects. Let me give all the homeowners now a huge Rosie on the House shopping tip. When you have decided to call a remodeling contractor to come out to your house and visit about a particular project, I'm going to tell you, if they ask you your budget, don't say one word. Talk about the project you want done and look at them and say, what should I expect my investment level to be? You know, we have spreadsheets that tell us per square foot, master bathroom remodels, hall bathroom remodels, kitchen remodels, room additions, second story additions. By zip code, we can actually tell you what we've done in your neighborhood successfully for other clients. If the contractor can't give you the information, and that's when you have to have your poker face on, because what he's going to tell you, if he's accurate, in my experience, is going to be about twice what you were expecting. But that's just reality, okay? We're remodeling. We're bringing every single nail and piece of drywall tape and drywall screw and sheet of drywall to your house, invading your living environment. We can't do that for the same price per square foot that the merchant builder across the street is building an entire subdivision where he tells his drywaller, I'm going to give you 12 homes, we'll start 3 a week. They get that drywall bought at a much different price than we pay for it when we're driving it, putting it on the truck, delivering 12 sheets to your house that have to be carried through the back of the house and hung in the new room addition. Okay? So don't give your budget. Be prepared for a surprise and ask the professional contractor you've invited out to the property, what do you think my investment level should be? We're having a conversation with the editor-in-chief of Remodeling Magazine, joining us from the Washington, D.C. area, Mr. Craig Webb. They publish a report, cost versus value, of 29 different remodeling projects that they seek out 99 different markets, the data of what these projects should cost, as well as what return they should be. And we have found it historically, Mr. Webb, y'all really do a pretty darn good job nailing it, pretty close.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And we've got some very smart people who are keeping track of what it costs. One of the things that you brought up, I think, is important when you're talking with a remodeler. And you should ask yourself as a homeowner, how long do you intend to stay in that house? And how long do you intend to stay after the remodeling project is finished? If you only are going to stay in the house, let's say, a year, 2 years, then keep an eye on the resale value and the return on your investment, because you're looking, in essence, to make sure you maximize the money you spend. But if you're going to stay in the house, let's say, 5 years after the project, or you're doing it because you plan to stay there for the rest of your life, I would suggest you only worry about the cost side, because housing prices, as you know, in Phoenix and Tucson, go up and down so much and have changed so much that the comparison numbers, the value numbers, are going to go out of date fairly quickly.
They are. And we've reached a level of busyness that I don't know that I've ever seen the Valley this busy in remodeling right now, even bringing it back to the peak of 2005, 6, and 7. And y'all actually have a survey, a national survey, the RRI, Residential Remodeling Index, that indicates we're operating at beyond where we were back then.
Yes, that's true. We track what we call pro-worthy projects, which are projects that cost, on average, about $500 or more to do. And if you just take Maricopa County, you are correct, except for the years of 2006 and 2007, in terms of total number of projects, we are just about exactly where we were at the very busiest period we've ever been. And by the time we get done with this year, The notion is that there's probably going to be 5% more projects done this year than there were last year. So when you say you're a busy man and you don't have time to breathe, I can believe you.
Well, and the other side of that coin is all the plumbers, the roofers, the electricians, the air conditioning contractors, the drywallers, the painters, the concrete guys, the excavators, all of them are doing about the same volume that they were doing in the absolute explosion of 5, 6, and 7 with half to three-quarter the number of people.
That's true, and it is a very difficult thing. I was joking with you just yesterday that I'm having trouble even getting remodelers on the phone to interview them because they're too busy.
Mr. Craig Webb, Editor-in-Chief of Remodeling Magazine, publisher of the Cost vs. Value Report. Here we have 30 seconds. Give everybody the address of where they can find this report one more time.
Yes, sir. Go to www.costvsvalue.com.
Mr. Webb, we certainly appreciate you joining us and helping us educate the Arizona homeowners. Thanks a million.
It's a pleasure.
All right. Folks, when we get back, the second half of our fourth hour here, we're going to talk a little bit more about projects I'm currently engaged in, and I'm going to give you price ranges. For the first time in 27 years, I actually gave someone a price this week, and they said, that's about what I was expecting.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.